Since you are being a short-term shepherd, let's look at what God says of some shepherds of Israel that did not take their job seriously and compare them to our own lives. Ezekiel 34 is the text. Verse 2 says, "Woe, shepherds of Israel, who have been feeding themselves, should not the shepherds feed the flock?" Are you feeding those who God has placed in your care? We can begin to pray collectively for good Bible teachers to feed the church of God. It goes on to say, "Those who are sickly you have not straightened." Have you been looking for emotional needs, trying to strengthen those who are sick? Continuing in verse 4, it says, "The diseased you have not healed." Have you been aware of sin and sin patterns and dealt with those in your own life and the lives of the people in your care, giving specific guidance to help? "The broken you have not bound up." Is anyone around you with a broken heart over a husband, a child, a loss in the family? "The scattered you have not brought back." Have you sought out those who just sort of dropped out of church or out of the discussion group or out of the Christian fellowship? It goes on to say, "Nor have you sought the lost." Have you really been trying to spread the good news, seeing that at least one lamb comes into the fold? For in Luke 15:7 it says, "There will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." How about your leadership in the group? Has it been in the spirit of koinonia, which by definition is a relationship of love, an intimate intertwining of believers, a spiritual connection of real people who are in fellowship with Christ? Finish checking out Ezekiel 34, 8 through 10, and then verse 16, and verses 20, 21, and 22. If you haven't scored 100, then maybe this will give you something to pray for yourself. You might even consider praying this for your spiritual leader, your pastor or teacher. I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgiving be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority. 1 Timothy 2:1. As the guide of your group, you may want to warn the sheep of pitfalls in their walk. One such pitfall can be in the way of activity. Remember that the church is for worship, fellowship, and the building up of the saints, as you've already discovered in your study. The way we tend to avoid our responsibility to these things is by getting involved in activities instead of with people. We should remember that activity is no substitute for productivity. The actual production of spiritual health and changed lives is God's work, but He uses the loving care and watchful concern of prayer and fellowship with others to bring about this change. In Jeremiah 3:15, He says, "And I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding." Help people to see that activity can be useful or detrimental to their own lives and the lives of others, depending on whether it is carefully weighed against the objective of the activity. You may want to have everyone in the group evaluate their activity in church, according to Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. Another pitfall for people is making the church their total spiritual life. You see, God desires our fellowship alone as well as collectively. As some of the verses in your study say, He must have built the church for encouragement, protection, power, and for us as well as Himself. God wants and desires your own personal devotion to Him and His love. Remember in Hosea 6:6 in the Living it says, "I don't want your sacrifices, I want your love. I don't want your offerings, I want you to know me." Keep on fellowshipping with Him. Well enough of the pitfalls for the sheep. Now a few thoughts for your guiding shepherd's staff. Take a close look at Acts 2 and discover the different aspects of the New Testament church. Or maybe you could determine which members of the group were from what churches and analyze the format of their worship by seeing what parts of the service constitute praise, confession, giving, commitment, teaching, and so forth. You might even want to plan your Bible study in the form of a worship service one time. Hopefully, you've gained some ideas about the under-shepherd of God's flock, the flock itself, and some guidance for His flock.